You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Kevin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Catherine. And I really hope that when we call her and find out why she's ghosting him, it's cool and they go on another date, because Catherine and Kevin should date. It sounds very good together.
It is cute.
Kevin, what's up, man?
Hey, nothing much. How are you, man?
Great. Well, before we get into your date, how long has it been since you heard from Catherine?
Dude, it's been like 5 or 6 days now.
Were you the last one to contact her? Like, or was the last time you saw each other the last time you talked?
Yeah, well, she texted me that she got home safe and enjoyed herself. And then I've been texting her the past few days and nothing. So I just don't know.
Well, let's go back to the beginning and hear about how you guys met, what your date was like, and see if we can figure it out.
I was there with a couple of friends. I had just got promoted. So we were just celebrating my promotion, like nothing real big, just something small. And I had been seeing her. She was with some girlfriends, and, you know, I finally got the courage. I said hello to her. She was cordial. She spoke back, and we just, you know, I bought her a drink and we just started chatting it up. And as the evening went, she just felt more comfortable, I can tell. And I mean, we just clicked.
Were you at a bar?
Yeah, well, we were at a nice little spot. Yeah, we were just at a bar. I was just celebrating my promotion with some friends. Yeah. I mean, so like, you know, it was cool when I was like, hey, you know what? Here's my number. Let's exchange numbers. I would like to take you out to dinner. You know, just a proper date, because I wasn't going there for date mode. I was just going with my buddies.
Yeah.
You know, so like, we met a couple of days later, you know, and I took her out, you know, which was cool, man. We had a great time. I mean, went out on the town, just hanging out and just chatting it up. You know, it was crazy because our conversation was good, you know, like we've been knowing each other for years. So I don't know. It was just weird, man. I mean, and then, dude, I'm so puzzled, you know. That's why I called you guys. Cause like, I was like, hey, you know, you want to see my place? She was like, sure. So we went back to my place. I don't want to say I was a slob because of college, but you know, I got a promotion, man. My money's a little good now. So I got a nice little spot. You know, I got me a little guitar, even though I'm learning to play it more and more. But I got a nice little spot, man. I love
and
my
a guitar. Okay, let's see where this is going.
And the guitar. Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, she comes in. It's cool, man. She enjoyed it. And then she's like, you know, we're chatting it up. She's like, hey, you know, play me a song. And I'm like, oh, Lord. I played a couple of songs, and I nailed them, man. I mean, we just had a great time.
Did you kiss?
Oh man, we kissed. We had a good time. We even, you know, we did adult things.
Okay.
You know? I mean, we went full adult. She had told me, hey, I got to wake up early. You know, I got to go to work. And I was like, cool. Just text me when you get home. Say, and dude, she's like, oh, she texts me when she gets home. Hey, I had a great time. Thank you for a great night. You know, I'll see you tomorrow. That was 5 days ago, dude. And
so you don't have any idea why she may not be hitting you back?
I don't know. I'm at a loss. That's why I need help.
You sound like a very nice person, so please don't take this the wrong way. But I just wonder if there's a little bit of like overconfidence that maybe was a little bit I don't know, much.
Yeah.
You know, from the I'll play the guitar to I have a really nice spot. I just got my raise. Like, that's a lot of showy things. So I don't know if it was something that just maybe got too much.
Yeah, you know, it could be. I didn't think about it that way, but it could be. I was there celebrating my promotion.
I know, you should. And I understand you get excited. I'm just saying maybe it came off that way.
Yeah. You know what? I've wondered that about. That's a good point, Nina. I've wondered that about myself sometimes. If I start talking to somebody new, right? I am interested in a lot of things. I also get excited about them. And then I've wondered sometimes if it seems like I'm trying to like show off or something. Or I'm trying to be like, look at all the stuff when I'm literally just excited about it, you know, but they don't know me well enough to know I'm excited.
It's an easy thing to come off wrong, but I understand the intention. So I don't know. Maybe she was a little bit thrown.
Now I'm getting more insight on maybe the times I've been ghosted. That was probably why. All right, Kevin.
I'm here for you.
We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and hopefully get you another date. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Kevin is on the phone. He's getting ghosted by Catherine, and we're about to call her and ask her why she's ghosting him and hopefully get him another date if he still wants one after he hears the reason. But before we call her, Kevin, why don't you refresh everybody's memory? Tell us about your date with Catherine.
Dude, we just, you know, like I said, we met when I was out celebrating my promotion. Then we went out for a date a couple of days later, just her and I. We had a good time, went back to my place, and, you know, just spent the night together, and I thought it was all good after that, but I hadn't heard anything from her. So it's been like a week now, 5 days. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. You know, and I don't know, now that I think about it, maybe it's because of, you know, everything I have going on, and I made her wear my stuff, and, you know, I didn't think I overkilled, but who knows now that you guys got me thinking.
Kevin has a bunch of stuff going on. He's excited about it. Promotion. He's learning to play the guitar, all that kind of stuff. So he thinks maybe possibly it came off like the wrong way when he was just trying to, you know, tell her about what's going on in his life. All right, man. Well, I'm about to call her and get her on the phone and see if we can figure out why. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Catherine, please?
Yep, this is Catherine. Who's this?
Hi, Catherine. How are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Catherine. We're keeping it so formal. My name is Nina. I'm also here.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hey.
Hey, we're calling you because we do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask you why. So you are ghosting someone and they really liked you and they want to know why you're not calling them back.
Kevin, right? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wish he took the hint. Oh my God. Oh,
why?
You wish he took the hint? Yes, it is Kevin, by the way. Sorry, but what hint?
I mean, if you don't mind telling us what happened, because he said your guys' date was excellent.
I mean, he was great at dinner. You know, we hit it off then. But once we got back to his place, it was like stepping into bad world.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, his place was very nice, don't get me wrong, but he just kept bragging about everything, and I get it, you got a promotion, it's okay to be, you know, happy about the things that you can have now, but he was just flat out bragging.
Okay.
And then the way he spoke about me was like I was an accessory, and he was adding me to like a trophy, like I was like a trophy to him, like, I don't know, it was weird. And then he just kept talking about money, and I feel like it was just so gauche, you know?
So what, sure. Gauche?
There are things that you just, like, really don't talk about. And just the way he made me feel, it's like he was adding me to his trophy collection. And, you know, I'm a person. I don't want to be treated like an object.
You did stay there, though. You guys were intimate, though.
Yeah. And then another thing, this guitar... He literally ruined the song. Do you know Wonderwall?
Yeah, actually.
Love that
song. By Oasis.
Oh, yeah.
iconic song. But he completely... I have nightmares. I don't even want to think about it.
You are my Wonderwall.
Not quite.
Not even
my Wonderwall.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Okay, that one. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. All right, keep going.
So he ruined it?
He ruined it. And it's not like he was just like singing it to me. He was singing it. Like, while he was giving a tour of his place.
Okay. That's interesting.
I just don't get why you didn't leave. I mean...
I was just so stumped. Like, I don't know. It's like I was being pranked or something. I just had He sang it during the tour. He sang it after we had sex and we were laying in bed.
What?
It was Wonderwall, Wonderwall, Wonderwall. Yes. Now you know why I'm traumatized.
But you still didn't leave. I'm sorry, Catherine. I'm so puzzled. But it's okay. I mean, these are all fair icks, if you will.
Yeah. If I was intimate with someone and they started singing Wonderwall after, I'd be like, man, I must have done a great job.
Maybe he was that good.
Yeah. And then by the third time he started singing again, I was like, no, I have to leave. I have to go to work tomorrow.
Okay.
And I completely booked it.
All right. Well, thank you for being honest. That's cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that we give the message to him. Okay.
Okay.
Well, actually, we don't even need to do that because, Catherine, Kevin is on the phone. He's been listening this whole time and he wants to talk to you. So.
I mean, hey, it's not a problem. I'll learn more songs. I mean, but think about it. Wonderwall, it's the perfect song. I just don't understand. I wasn't trying to place like ownership on you, like what? I mean, I think you're a trophy. Yeah, you're hot as hell, but what?
The vibes just weren't there, so yeah, I don't think I can continue this.
Really? I mean, my song choice or my singing was that bad?
I mean, it wasn't really the song. The song added, not gonna lie, but like I said, the bragging, just the overall vibes, it just wasn't for me.
Really? But yet, I was able to do whatever I was able to do with you. But no, it just wasn't for you. I mean, I can learn more songs. It's no big deal. I don't understand. Like, I'm not bragging. Hell, I've been down and out. I mean, I'm just telling you what the facts. That's what's going on. Hell, you should have seen where I was living before this.
I hear you, but that's my perception. It was just giving bragginess, and I'm not okay with that. So I
really
don't
that
think,
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Really. So I'm stoked that I got a promotion. I'm making the most money that I've ever made. I got a bad.
There you go.
I live in.
Bragging again.
Oh, how is it for me? It could be crappy to someone else, but for me, all right, whatever. I mean, but listen, I have no problem learning more songs.
Hey, Catherine, would you like to go on another date with Kevin? We'll pay for it. Sounds like it's going good.
Yeah, real good.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
You sure?
Positive.
All right. I mean, I would. You sure? I have no problem learning more songs. I mean, you're crazy hot.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you.
You still want to go out with her after that, Kevin? You sound upset.
I'm surprised.
No, I would be willing to do that. I mean, she deserves more songs.
I think I'm just gonna end it here.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I totally understand, and you know, I wish you the best. I know one thing: somebody out there, somebody somewhere, will love the way I sung "Wonderwall," and they're gonna love my singing. So hey,
yes, they will.
They sure will.
Yes, they will.
You know any Jonas Brothers songs? Tori is also available, so yeah. Learn one and holler.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.